KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at the NCAA tournament. It has happened. The University of Maryland, Baltimore County has just made basketball history. The UMBC Terriers are the first number 16 seed to beat a first seed following a 74-54 thrashing of Virginia. Senior guard Jairus Lyles poured in 23 of his game-high 28 points in the second half as UMBC continued to expand its lead. The game was actually tied at halftime before the Terriers scored the most points allowed by the Cavaliers this season. Joe Shearburn finished with 14 points, including 3 three-pointers, while UMBC outscored Virginia by 14 over the first 5:03 of the second half. Virginia entered the tournament as the number one overall seed after going 31-2 this season, including 20-1 in the ACC. UMBC will next face Kansas State on Sunday in Charlotte. The ninth-seeded Wildcats advanced by getting 18 points from Barry Brown and 17 from Mike McGurl in a 69-59 downing of number 8 seed Creighton. Kansas State led wire-to-wire despite playing without top scorer Dean Wade, who had been expected to see action after suffering a stress fracture in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Meanwhile, another 13 seed has advanced. Marshall moved into the second round of the East Regional in San Diego one day after fellow number 13 seed Buffalo trounced Arizona. John Elmore scored 27 points, and the Thundering Herd earned their first tournament victory in 31 years by defeating number 4 Wichita State 81-75. Jared West hit a huge three-pointer with 3 minutes left for Marshall, which also got big baskets from Ajin Penova and C.J. Burks. The Thundering Herd will be facing a neighbor in the second round on Sunday after fifth seed West Virginia knocked off Murray State 85-68. Javon Carter provided 21 points, 8 assists, and 6 steals to help the Mountaineers withstand Terrell Miller's 27 points for the Racers. A couple of Indiana schools will square off in the second round at Detroit as second seed Purdue battles number 10 Butler. Carson Edwards scored 15 points and P.J. Thompson added 11 as Purdue slammed Cal State Fullerton 74-48. But the Boilermakers spent the rest of the tournament without center Isaac Haas, who broke his right elbow in a fall after taking a hard foul from Dominic Hensel midway through the second half. Keelan Martin scored 27 points, and Kamar Baldwin added 24 to carry Butler past 7-seed Arkansas 79-62. The Bulldogs blew most of a 21-2 lead before regaining control in the second half. It will be 2nd-seeded Cincinnati against number 7-seeded Nevada in the second round of the South region on Sunday at Nashville. Jerron Cumberland had a career highs of 27 points and 11 rebounds as Cincinnati whipped Georgia State 68-53. Gary Clark had 11 points, 13 rebounds, and a big three-pointer with 9:02 remaining after the Bearcats and Butler passed 7-seed Arkansas 79-62. The Bulldogs blew most of a 21-2 lead before regaining control in the second half. It will be 2nd-seeded Cincinnati against number 7-seeded Nevada in the second round of the South region on Sunday at Nashville. Jerron Cumberland had a career highs of 27 points and 11 rebounds as Cincinnati whipped Georgia State 68-53. Gary Clark had 11 points, 13 rebounds, and a big three-pointer with 9:02 remaining after the Bearcats had squandered a 10-point second-half lead. Nevada trailed by 14 in the second half before Caleb Martin's 18 points helped the Wolfpack rally past Texas 87-83 in overtime. Martin drained a pair of big three-pointers in OT and finished with 10 boards and 5 assists. Kendall Stevens had a team-high 22 for Nevada. Sunday's tournament schedule will include 2nd-seed North Carolina against number 7 Texas A&M in the West region at Charlotte. Kenny Williams scored 18 points and Theo Pinson chipped in 15 in North Carolina's 84-66 win against Lipscomb. I know the Tar Heels trailed 33-31 late in the first half before a 12-1 run put them ahead to stay. Texas A&M was a 73-69 winner against number 10 seed Providence as Admon Gilder scored 18 points and Tyler Davis added 14 with 15 rebounds. Robert Williams also had a double-double with 13 points and 14 boards for the Aggies, who were tied at 50 before going on a 12-2 spurt. It will be Michigan State against Syracuse in one of the two second-round games on Sunday at Detroit. Michigan State managed to escape an upset bid as Miles Bridges scored 29 points to send the third-seeded Spartans past Bucknell 82-78. The Bison hit 5 3-pointers with under 2 minutes left to play, but shot just 10 for 28 in the second half. Syracuse won for the second time in the tournament as Marik Dolezai scored 17 points to lead the 11th-ranked Orange past TCU 57-52. As Syracuse trailed by one at halftime before holding the Horned Frogs 31 points below their season average. Fourth-seeded Auburn also survived a close call as Jared Harper's three-pointer with 74 seconds left gave the Tigers a 59-58 lead and a 62-58 victory against Charleston. Mustafa Haran had 16 points to pace Auburn in the Midwest Region game at San Diego. The Tigers next faced the Tigers as well, number 5 Clemson. They shot 56% in a 79-68 win against number 12 New Mexico State. Shelton Mitchell scored a season-high 23 points, and Gabe DeVoe added 22 as the Tigers advanced to the second round for the first time in 21 years. Xavier showed why they are the top seed in the West as J.P. McCura poured in a career-high 29 points to lead the Musketeers' 102-83 rout of Texas Southern. Travon Blewett added 26 and Kareem Cantor had 24 in the victory. Next up for Xavier is number 9 Florida State, which went on a 15-0 run in the second half to turn a 6-point lead into an eventual 67-54 win over Missouri. Mafondo Cabangill dropped in 14 points and P.J. Savoy added 12 for the Seminoles, who had 10 players score at least 2 points before halftime. So that sets up the round of 32, and 8 games will be on the slate here today. The first game will tip off at 11:10 this morning as top seed Villanova takes on the 9 seed Alabama in Pittsburgh. That'll be followed by Duke and Rhode Island, also being played at Pittsburgh. That's a 1:40 tip-off. And then it'll be Kentucky facing Buffalo, Tennessee against Loyola Chicago, Kansas facing Seton Hall, Gonzaga against Ohio State, Texas Tech against Florida, and Michigan against Houston. Then coming up on Sunday, the matchups look like this: Purdue facing Butler, Michigan State and Syracuse, North Carolina against Texas A&M, Cincinnati against Nevada, Auburn and Clemson, Kansas State against UMBC, Xavier facing Florida State, and West Virginia taking on Marshall. In other basketball news, McNeese State is naming Heath Schroyer its next head basketball coach after a search that lasted less than 2 weeks. Schroyer has 9 years of head coaching experience at Portland State, Wyoming, and UT Martin, going 124-143. A grand jury subpoena received by North Carolina State seeks communication records between the school officials and its former coaching staff and ex-Wolfpack guard Dennis Smith Jr. and his representatives. NC State released the subpoena Friday, a week after confirming it was received on January 17th from the Southern District of New York. That's the same court handling charges that were filed in September in the ongoing federal investigation of corruption in college basketball. The Arizona Cardinals have addressed their dire need for a quarterback by signing Sam Bradford. The Cardinals had no QBs on their roster after the retirement of Carson Palmer and the departure of free agents Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert. Bradford has started each of his 80 NFL games since being taken number one overall pick in the 2010 draft for the Rams, Eagles, and Vikings. And a person familiar with the negotiations says AL MVP Jose Altuve and the World Series champion Houston Astros have agreed to a contract that guarantees him an additional $151 million over 5 seasons from 2020 to 2024. The average annual value of the new money is $30.2 million, among baseball's highest. Henrik Stenson and Bryson DeChambeau were co-leaders when the second round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational wound down at Bay Hill. Stenson carded 3 birdies after the turn for a 369, and DeChambeau signed off on a 66. Taylor Gooch is 2 off the lead and 1 ahead of Byung-Hun An. Tiger Woods didn't make a birdie until the 12th hole and shot 72 to fall 7 strokes back. At the NCAA Wrestling Championships, Iowa will have a wrestler in the championships here today, as Spencer Lee will wrestle for the 125-pound championship. He won yesterday in the semifinals over Nathan Tomasello of Ohio State by fall at the 6:05 mark. He'll now take on Rutgers' Nick Soriano in the championship. Alex Marinelli of Iowa at 165 lost in the semifinals to Isaiah Martinez of Illinois by decision 5-2. Also yesterday in the blood round matches for Iowa was Brandon Sorensen winning by major decision 9-0. Michael Kemmerer at 157 was a winner by a decision 5-2. Cash Wilkie lost in his match in the blood round to Colin Moore of Ohio State by decision 6-2 at 197. And at 285, Sam Stoll was a winner by major decision over Nathan Butler of Stanford 15-3. In the consolation quarterfinals then at 149, Brandon Sorensen was a winner by major decision 13-3. At 157, Michael Kemmerer was a winner by decision 6-2. And at 285, Sam Stoll was a winner by decision 5-1 and gets that win to move on. Iowa State's Jarrett Deegan at 149 lost to Jason Sertzis of Arizona State in the blood round by decision 4-3. And also for Northern Iowa in the blood round, Max Thompson lost to Grant Leith of Missouri by decision 3-2 at 149 there. At 174, Taylor Lugin lost by decision 10-8 to Jacoby Smith of Oklahoma State. And Jacob Hochlag at 197 was a winner over Chris Weiler of Lehigh by decision 3-2. And then Hochlag was also a winner in the consolation quarterfinals at 197 over William Miklas of Missouri by decision 7-5. Team standings after Friday night's action. And in first place, it's Penn State with 120.5 points. Ohio State is second with 109.5. Iowa sits in third with 86.5, followed by Michigan and NC State rounding out the top five. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.